Welcome back to the clubhouse here in the McAdoo studios. Kyle Bailey, Will Stewart, Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. They join us every Friday afternoon here in the McAdoo studios, and we love having them here. We appreciate them hopping on this afternoon, having them back. How are you, boys?
Doing well. How are you?
Excellent.
Doing quite well. We spent a lot of time, we being myself and Andy Bitter of the Roanoke Times, yesterday breaking down and dissecting this huge to-do about cost of attendance stipends and fines and how Bud Foster is the worst human being alive.
Apparently.
According to Deadspin and some other ill-informed outlets. I would just say this. You wrote the piece, I guess. You wrote it, right? The In Defense of Bud Foster.
Yeah.
That could not have been more appropriate, because the fact of the matter is, it didn't matter if it was Bud, if it was Frank, if it was Leffler, whichever one of them walked up that night was going to get asked that question,
right,
based on the fact that that information was staring you right in the face on those television monitors.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Bud took the brunt of it. And I have no problem saying this about national media. I spent a good portion of the other day trashing national media. But as is the case increasingly with those guys, they don't do a whole lot of homework, and they just run with whatever salacious headline works.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the case with this.
Absolutely.
You know, that quote, and I'm doing air quotes, that article was three paragraphs and four embedded tweets with an inflammatory headline, and off we go. Next thing you know, ESPN's talking about it.
Yep.
With no perspective of the interview itself, no background.
Yep.
That guy probably just assumed, oh, Bud came out for a press conference and just decided to tell the media that they should start fining players. And no, that's not how it went down at all. Bud just got done with practice. Bud rolls in there. He was the first guy in there. 5 to 10 minutes after the media finds out that the football program is going to start fining players, because it's right there on the TV screens, which I really doubt those TVs will be there anymore after this week.
Probably not.
But
they'll be showing reruns of Full House.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he took it way out of context, and it made Bud look bad, and I hate it when that happens, and it's not Bud's fault. You know, Bud is part of the Virginia Tech football program, but Bud did not push that policy through himself, as far as I know. That was a staff decision on the whole, and Bud's just a part of the staff, and he took the brunt of the issues. I wish Frank had come out and accepted responsibility just to get the attack dogs off Bud.
Well, I don't know what good it would have done. I think the damage was done at that point.
I guess
honestly,
so.
That's the point. And I think Whit Babcock probably realized that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Frank would have been willing to do that.
Right.
But, you know, Whit, being as PR savvy as he is, probably recognized, hey, the damage has really been done here.
Right.
You know, because the follow-ups, the corrections, you don't hear as much about those.
Yeah.
It was just like with Deflategate. You didn't hear much about the fact that Chris Mortensen's original report that 11 of 12 footballs were, you know, underdeflated, that was grossly incorrect.
Right.
You didn't hear much about that after the fact.
No.
Yeah,
but the original report stuck. And Whit is PR savvy enough to know that. So you just take your lumps and you deal with it.
Yeah.
And they could have had a conversation where they talked about, you know, Frank, do you want to step up and say something? And Bud may have said, you know what? Nope. I'll take the heat for this. You know, let Coach just stay in the background and you know, I'll take the heat for it.
Well, Monday's press conference will be interesting, because you know that, I mean, it's Ohio State week, and the first question he's going to get asked is about Finegate.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, it's the stupidest name.
I hate it.
It's
terrible.
Not everything has to be gate.
I know.
It's horrible. It was frustrating on a couple of levels to first of all, I'd stepped out, I'd disconnected, I walked away, I was getting a milkshake at Cookout, like I didn't want anything to do with anybody. I didn't want to work at all. And then I just pick up my phone after like 3 hours and I see it, and I'm like, oh, goodness gracious, what is going on now?
Yeah.
And I catch up, I get the gist of it, and the first thing that struck me was, that's a really bad idea regardless of whether or not it's legal to do, whether or not it's against NCAA policy. You know, you're not going to see Florida State, Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma. They're not going to fine their players that little bit amount of money. Even if what I think Frank Beamer and company were trying to do was probably the right thing in trying to teach these young men life lessons, recruiting's the lifeblood of a program. It's another negative recruiting tool for other programs.
You just took a hit. No,
right? That, no. Isn't it that obvious?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely take a hit. I think opposing staffs will try to use that. They'll say, look, Virginia Tech coaches, they don't want you to get your money. They're trying to fine you.
Mm-hmm.
And their athletic director had to step in and tell their coaches they were wrong. So do they really have your best interests at heart? And I don't know if that'll work. I think some recruits will listen to that more than others. It depends entirely on the individual.
Some might. You're right.
But it's more ammunition.
Yeah.
It's a couple of things. It's, you know, First of all, you can characterize it as, you know, a bunch of millionaire coaches, you know, wanting to take a couple bucks away from players, and how ridiculous is that? On the other hand, fines were reportedly levied but never actually enforced, and they never took any of the money, and who knows if they ever would have.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that. And I mentioned a second ago some of these programs that will likely try to use it as a negative recruiting tool. Let's not kid ourselves that some of those programs were probably also trying to implement a similar program. Tommy Tuberville made that abundantly clear yesterday morning when he told the media member, that sounds like a pretty good idea. I think we'll try that too up here in Cincinnati. It's like, he's not on Twitter.
I found myself wondering, you know, yeah, Virginia Tech's taking the heat for this, but how many other programs were planning on doing that exact same thing?
Oh, plenty.
And they're all sitting there today going, well, thank God. You know, what's the ghost, something going past the graveyard or something like that, you know?
Yeah, no, that was it. They, you know, Virginia Tech was the team that stepped in it, so no one else had.